Hello, welcome to What's Your Spark, the podcast that explores our inner spark, whether that's passion projects, career paths, or just the thing that motivates us. This is the podcast that explores it all. I'm Seb Grant, I'll be your host. We're joined by a legendary guest here, Mr. Alex Garland. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing all right today. How about you?
I'm to be honest, I'm kind of in a bad mood because I've just done another show and I was really getting bothered by a certain editor, Ben.
Who's this Ben character? He sounds like... Ooh.
Well, you're sitting right next to him, mate. You can say hello to him.
Hello.
Yeah, that's lovely to hear. Right, without delay, we're going to talk about our guest's early life, find out what he sparked. So, where did it all begin in the life of Alex Garland?
Well, I was born in Australia, and I moved to England when I was about 3 years old.
Nice one. Do you remember anything from when you were in Australia?
Nope.
Oh, that's
just remember being there, and that's about it.
Oh, you didn't see any kangaroos?
Nah.
Oh, well.
Maybe.
Well, I guess you could say that your life got turned upside down.
Whoa, good joke that, like.
Yeah, so when you came to the UK, whereabouts did you move to initially?
The best part, the northeast.
The best part, where's that?
Northeast.
Oh, the northeast. No specific place in the northeast.
Chesterley Street.
Oh, Chesterley Street. Oh, yeah. Some top geezers come from there. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Right. So in Chesterley Street. Just tell us about like your life at home. What kind of people were in your life, and who kind of gave you the tools you needed to move on?
Well, I've had you in my life since year three, so.
Oh, that's nice. That's touching.
You've helped keep me mature. I'm not the most mature person. There are a few good teachers along the way as well. I can't remember their name, but the one that set us down the computer science tract was in Hermitage.
All right.
I think year 8-ish.
Year 8. Oh, I think I know who you mean. It's a shame I don't remember the name.
Yeah.
So what about life at home? Like, how are your parents and your sister?
They're doing all right. My sister's graduating this year from uni.
Yeah, did they like have a part to play in like your attitudes towards life today?
Yeah, I'd say so. Parents always told us to be respectful. Mostly.
You try.
Yeah, I try.
Well, yeah, that's great to see. So you say you went to school. How did you kind of like meet people in school?
I met you because you were standing by yourself.
Damn.
Yeah. That's the truth, though.
But I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
I think I met Paddy through you.
Oh, yeah, Paddy. I wonder what he's up to today.
Whenever I try to meet up with him, he's always busy.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I know he's looking for a new job.
Yeah, it's KFC, not his calling anymore.
It's not his calling, no.
I can't remember how I met Charlie, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just remember being friends with him from a certain point.
I think Charlie's doing well.
Yeah, he's doing volunteering at the church.
Nice.
He used to volunteer at the coffee bank, but they've had a change of owner, so they're not accepting volunteers anymore, so he's having to look for something new.
Oh, that's a shame. I mean, it's always good to see local places like get behind people you know, so it's a real shame for them to stop that. But, I mean, at least Charlie's getting on well in life, isn't he? It's good to see.
Yeah. Most of my friends now I met in secondary school.
Yeah.
So, like, Luke, Thomas, well, I wouldn't really say Lewis, but, you know.
All great guys, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe with the exception of Lewis, Mr. Facts aren't always true.
Mm. You don't need feet to run.
You don't
need
feet. We're not all going to die.
Yeah. He thinks people are immortal for some reason.
Oh, wow. Right. So that's great. What made you want to come down the path of computer science? I mean, other than the teacher's inspiration, like, what other kind of, inspirations did you have that got you interested?
I just found coding interesting. And I wanted to do it more.
As simple as that. So you like played video games when you were growing up, I'm guessing?
Yeah, mainly on Xbox 360 and Xbox One.
Nice one. Do you have any favourite games?
At the moment, I'm liking my rally game, but it's quite niche, I think.
Quite niche.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had me play that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
I still kind of get that hairpin turned on.
Yeah, it's quite difficult, the hairpins.
Yeah, did you have a favourite game when you were growing up, like when you were a little kid?
Probably is Minecraft, to be honest, because I played that a lot.
Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you're interested in computers, like... and coding. So, like, where do you see yourself in the future? Like, what kind of career would you want in that space?
I'm not entirely sure at the moment, but I'm wanting to move to Germany because I feel like there's going to be better job opportunities there for me than here.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So I'm like, so in the UK at least, we're definitely seeing a lot more kind of like reliance on AI. So like, do you ever feel like careers coming under threat from that kind of part of the world?
I think to a certain extent, but to another, you always need a computer scientist, because who is going to program the AI if not a person? Because I don't think they trust AIs to code AIs, because I feel like that's going to snowball out of control.
Yeah, that's cool. But media production world, like there's always the like looming threat that like, oh yeah, we can just get AI to do it. So it's good in a way that the world of computer science is able to kind of live and prosper despite the kind of looming threat of AI. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because a lot of jobs are going to be impacted by AI. If it ever gets to the point of like where people are saying it's going to be, but like, I think there is going to be some limitations with it, because like, I feel like we don't have the computational resources to actually have a sentient AI.
I see.
I feel like that's way down the pipeline.
Got it. So it's so we've got a fair bit of time to not worry about AI like massively. Yeah, so that's great to see.
I still think it will impact jobs in the present though.
Yeah, there is a good chance of it. I mean, especially in the kind of world of media, all of us will agree, right guys? Yeah.
All of them are nodding.
Yeah, producer Archie giving us a nice cheeky grin there. Right, so like the University of Sunderland obviously got a great computer science course, but like what made you choose this course over any other course at like any other universities?
I felt like this one suited what I wanted the most, because it's mainly coursework. Well, that's what the setup was, and I'm not really a big fan of lectures and writing like reports and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, like, yeah, I can't remember what grade you got in English back in the day, but like, I could tell, like, it wasn't
two grade sixes, like for literature, and can't remember the other one, but
yeah, I mean, good grades, but like, I mean, compared to your maths and your physics and that, like, it was clearly like that was your calling, the more kind of sciencey mathematics element in it.
Yeah, because I got 7 in maths, physics, and computer science.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. So, obviously, like, how were, like, your school kind of grades back in the day? Because, like, I mean, I know we had COVID and everything influencing us.
I think they were decent, given all that, because, to be honest, I didn't revise. So, I mainly got 6s and 7s. I got 1 5, which was chemistry.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think I'd done decent.
That is impressive. That, I mean, I got a 6 in chemistry somehow I beat you in that.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, that is impressive, the fact that like you didn't revise and you got all those grades.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess it's safe to say you're a bit of a brainiac.
Yeah, I think my memory's gone from those years though.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
Right, so like, how about your social life nowadays? Obviously, we've talked about like who you've met in the past, but like, what kind of stuff do you do in your spare time, like just when you're not studying at uni?
I've picked up a few sports now, mainly boxing and badminton. Boxing is like part of a community area, so it's with a large group of people, so plenty of faces there. Then with badminton, it's usually within a small group of friends that I go against. I enjoy both.
Nice. Right, so boxing, I've heard you've received the nickname Knuckles. How did that come about?
So when I first went, I didn't have any gloves or any protection on my knuckles. So when I was trying an uppercut, and this was just after my friend who I go with, had punched it, so it was swinging. I missed my mark on the uppercut, and it just sanded off my knuckles.
Ouch.
So then on a later date, one of the exercises was running from one side of the gym to another, then punching the bag, running back, then doing that again. Then since I had my knuckles had scabbed over and I put some force into the punches, the scabs ripped over and my whole hand was covered in blood and I didn't realise. So when that got pointed out, I went to wash it off. Then when I came back, I'd missed the second part of that. And the basketball they do there had just started, and since they didn't know my name, they just called out Knuckles for us, and it's stuck ever since.
Oh wow, I didn't realise that it was that like painful the way you got it. I just thought it was because you were like decent at what you do.
No, it's because I'm a bit stupid.
Womp womp. Right, so yeah, badminton as well. So like how kind of like, I mean, I want to say how good are you, but like that's not really kind of the word.
Yeah,
it's like just like how long have you been doing that, and how have your skills developed over time?
I started just after the COVID restrictions eased up, so about 4 years.
Nice.
You were there at the beginning.
Yeah, I was, and then I got too busy.
Yeah. Oh, you got fed up of losing.
I beat you a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
So, I feel like I hit it quite easily now. I don't really have to think about how to hit it, it's just muscle memory now.
Yeah.
I know how to aim it for where I want to go in the court. I know how to manage my power properly for it, so I don't whack it out.
The sports facilities that you use right now, where are they, and like what kind of good things can you say about them?
For badminton, I use my own racket and shuttlecock. I mainly go to Beacon of Light and New College Durham to play it, because the local to where I am at the time. And for boxing, it's all the way in Jarrow, but it's made by two world champions, so I thought it was worth a trip there due to the prestige of the people who run it.
Nice. And I know you always talk about the cheap petrol up in Jarrow, so you're always
it's like 131 up there, so it's quite good.
Yeah, nice one. So like I've said in the past, I mean obviously the whole kind of thing behind the show is what's your spark. So like what is the thing that keeps you going and going through your life? What kind of what's that drive? What kind of drives you?
What made us start boxing was I'd wanted to get out of the house and do something instead of just being locked in my room all day, every day. So that kind of pushed us to start that. And mainly just trying new things. That's what's been motivating us.
Yeah, yeah. How about just in like your terms of like your studying and your kind of future career path? Like, what kind of drives you for that as well?
Money.
Money. Oh, yeah. He's honest. He's honest. Oh, great. So, but like, yeah. So, as part of your course, like, are there any kind of specific parts that kind of really appeal?
I liked the intro to programming, and I'm liking full stack development, which is kind of all the things that go into a website, like front end, what the users see, which is the web page, servers, and the stuff in between.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the kind of thing you'd be interested in the future, do you think?
I prefer just like more like C# type of code and not web page code.
All right.
But I don't mind doing that in the future.
Oh, cool.
For some reason, every single country has company has a web page now, so it'd be quite easy to get a job that way.
Well, there you go. That's a great kind of plan, isn't it? So, that's just about all that we have time for today. So, thanks very much for joining us, Alex.
No problem.
Yeah, it's been a great... Yeah, thanks for being here. Right, thank you for joining us on What's Your Spark. I've been Seb Grant, your host. It's produced by Archie Gow, edited by Ben Craven, and big thanks to Will Rostron, our engineer. And of course, the music that we use here at What's Your Spark can be found at #upbeat, free for creators. And of course, you can find more podcasts at sparksunderland.com/podcasts.